Would you just, I came in a little bit late here, but who are the people in the state that review this during the coastal zone management review? Because I know that Dennis is involved, Jim, you're involved, but who in the coastal program, for example, is involved?
There's probably Todd Burroughs, who's in the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forest.
They sort of tucked him in there? That's where the coastal program is?
But he does the consistency reviews.
So is it a total of just these three people that kind of review it then on the state level? Dennis and he and I guess yourself, perhaps?
No, I personally have nothing to do with the project. Mm-hmm. We have a project manager in the Bangor office who's going to handle this project. She reaches out to people like Dennis, people who know more about particular issues when we make those findings of fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, who was that? You said she.
Her name was Maria Hagen.
Maria Hagen.
And on the department level, I'm not the only one in the department making comments on that. So when I get a project from DEP, or even if it's an Army Corps, and I, as a coordinator, I can cover my end, which is bivalve shellfish resources. I immediately will then send that off to whether it's marine patrol, whether it's lobster, whether it's sea run fishery, other individuals within the department to solicit internally their comments and their concerns about that project. They provide them to me. I put them into some form or format that's usable back up to DEP or Army Corps on our concerns or our comments on that specific project. I can, and I wouldn't even venture on making comments on lobster or scallops or other resources. I have my specific area of coverage. I just coordinate all those comments within the department.
So at some point, there's perhaps a team that has all the comments from the different departments in one place.
Yeah, DEP with the project manager.
Maybe with the project manager. So they'd have Dennis's along with everybody else's. Okay, thank you.
One of the things I'd add to what Dennis said too is that we found over the last year that in the Department of Marine Resources, it's such a spider web really quickly about who needs to be engaged and give recommendations, because any given project can sort of affect a lot of different areas. So we sort of developed a protocol on who we need to notify, you know, that includes patrol and all the lead project biologists for different fisheries and whatnot, so that we're sure that we're getting the right input that we can then provide to DEP.
Before I forget, we have a website, or an email address anyway. If anybody cares to write this down, it's channelreg.dep@maine.gov. And it's not necessarily up and running now because we don't have a project, but presumably we'll have a project at some point.
Is there some sort of document repository? I guess that would be going up to DEP in Bangor to review the different things that have come in.
Yeah.
Channelbridge.dep. And if everything we have is a public document, so if you want to come in and sit down and look at the file, look at those comments,
you're
more than welcome to come on up.
Okay.
There's a little bit of notice.
Yes, of course.
I have a question about, so you do an environmental assessment, and you're looking primarily at like the dredging channel where the actual material is being removed, and then the navigation channel to the disposal site. Do you also, does that assessment take into account comings and goings of work vehicles, barges, where they may have to work in relation to the actual where the materials coming from and going to?
Yeah, Nate. So that would be, you know, the haul route. So there's where we're having that conversation on what are the impacts to the industry within the dredge envelope. The haul route, so in particular, when that dredge is leaving and where it's going, the route that it's physically taking, what are the impacts to the fishing activities along that haul route itself? So yes, those are concerns. Now for parking lot and access to the actual water, that's really a local related matter. We can only look at, and I can only look at and make comments that are impacted in the water effectively.
So does that window include, so is that window only when the barge is going from where it's taking the material to where it's dropping it off?
So, yeah, that dredge.
Like where it's going to pick up moorings for the piping order.
No, the dredge window itself. So when they actually start dredging material, the general permitting window in Maine specifically is that November 8th through April 8th, the present time period window, because we know impacts to whether it's industry within the area, whether it's environmental species. So if we're trying to dredge a channel in July, well, we certainly know that we might have salmon or other sea-run fisheries that are going to be impacted. And that's not when we want to be doing it. So, and this is tailor-made for each state in different locations. Massachusetts has a summer window. Maine is pretty much a winter window only because we have salmon and other large sea-run fisheries that would be impacted if you were dredging, whether it's smelt or whether it's elvers. Lobsters are moving. Their migration routes in and out of embayments are critical. So as you're dredging, as you're moving that material, is there lobster pots in that hall room. So that's why we can have that winter window.